Stroke. It's feared, it's deadly, and it's debilitating. As far as statistics are concerned, you're more likely to have a stroke if you live in the South. In fact, stroke is the third leading cause of death in North Carolina. And our state is considered to be the buckle of the stroke belt, which includes several states in the southeast part of the country where stroke rate deaths are significantly higher than the rest of the United States.
We're experiencing strokes at least 2 times higher than the rest of the country.
Margaret Rodasil is the program director with the North Carolina Stroke Association.
We're not sure why that is. It's been that way for 30 years.
Every 20 minutes in North Carolina, someone is hospitalized with a stroke, and every 2 hours, somebody dies from a stroke. Rodasil says knowing the symptoms and getting help as soon as possible greatly decreases the chance of death and disability. She adds the best way to prevent a stroke is by simple lifestyle changes, such as eating healthy foods and getting plenty of exercise.
We have made strides in blood pressure treatment. If we're not following up with physicians and if we're not going to change our lifestyle, then it's a time bomb. Most people do want a pill to treat everything because that's the easiest thing.
Stroke is claiming less deaths every year, thanks to technological breakthroughs in the scientific and medical communities. Every year, there are 208,000 living survivors of stroke in North Carolina. The number one goal of treating a stroke patient is restoring the blood flow to the brain. 2 new devices are being used to help reopen blocked arteries called the Solitaire Flow Restoration Device and the Trevo Device. They both operate similar to a stent that opens up heart arteries. However, the devices are smaller, more flexible, and only temporary.
These devices have really been a great advance for us, allowing us to do these procedures more successfully, more efficiently, faster, and much safer than we were able to do them before.
That's Dr. David Fiorella. He's a professor in neurosurgery and neuroradiology at Stony Brook University Medical Center in Long Island, New York. They've been using both devices for about a year and have performed 50 to 60 successful procedures.
When the patient comes to us with a blocked artery in the brain, we, under X-ray guidance, using very sophisticated X-ray equipment, drive our catheters very delicately across the area of the blockage. We can then put these stent retriever type devices like the Trevo and Solitaire, we thread them through these tiny catheters that are in the brain.
Once the stent retriever device is delivered to the area of the blockage, surgeons pull back its microcatheter as the stent expands into a cylindrical tube.
And basically, as it expands, it pushes the clot material out of the way and immediately restores blood flow to the brain.
Once blood flow is normal, the Trevo or Solitaire device is removed within minutes.
Once we pull that out, it oftentimes typically will pull the clot with it, removing what's left of the clot from the brain artery, leaving an open brain artery.
Dr. Fiorella says the latest figures show a 90% success rate for the procedure. The Trevo or Solitaire flow restoration devices are administered by trained neurosurgeons, so only a handful of medical centers have implemented these devices. Here in eastern North Carolina, Vidant Health in Greenville is using the technology. Neurosurgeon at East Carolina University's Vidant Medical Center, Halal Kanan.
And so from a technical standpoint, the device is very straightforward to deploy. And between me and my partner, Dr. James, we have a 100% success rate in opening up the blood vessels. But that doesn't necessarily mean 100% of patients have done well from the procedure because whether we were able to save brain and time or not was the issue. So our success rate is pretty comparable to national trends of 50 to 70% chance that we will open up the blood vessel and improve neurologic function.
Vidant Health and Onslow Memorial Hospital are the only 2 hospitals in coastal North Carolina with a dedicated stroke center. Each year, Onslow Memorial treats close to 600 patients. While the hospital isn't using the stent-lite clot-removing devices, they are administering a drug called TPA, or tissue plasminogen activator, which breaks down blood clots. Josephine Malfitano is the Performance Improvement and Accreditation Manager at Onslow Memorial.
TPA drug is very effective. Matter of fact, we had 2 patients back-to-back in this past week, and both of those folks will have either minimal or no long-term rehabilitation.
Program Director with the North Carolina Stroke Association, Margaret Rodasil, agrees, saying TPA is more readily available than other stroke treatments.
And even rural hospitals, you don't have to go to a huge medical center to do that. can have the capability to administer that drug, and it is a miracle.
Rotacil, who also serves as the stroke coordinator at Stanley Regional Medical Center in Albemarle, North Carolina, says the chances of someone surviving a stroke and decreasing the amount of time spent rehabilitating goes up significantly if they receive the TPA drug within 4.5 hours of the stroke.
Time is brain. That's our mantra. If they sit and wait till tomorrow to see if they're going to get better, it's too late. We just had one this week that got here in the time frame. They were totally paralyzed on one side and could not speak. We gave the medicine, and the person is walking out of our hospital today, 2 days later, after experiencing that huge stroke.
Onslow Memorial Hospital is unable to provide the Solitaire Flow Restoration Device, or Trevo device, because they don't have a neurosurgery department. Performance Improvement and Accreditation Manager Josephine Malfitano says if a patient needs this procedure, they are transferred to Vidant Health, which is about 60 miles away. Onslow Memorial provides rehabilitation services for stroke patients. Inpatient Therapy Supervisor Doug Combs.
In terms of physical therapy, we usually assist with walking and balance retraining, as well as general strengthening, particularly on the patient's affected side. In terms of occupational therapy, they assist with retraining of ADLs, the activities of daily living, such as dressing, bathing, eating, and cooking. And then speech therapists are involved, usually with helping with swallowing and or speaking or mental processing issues.
Stroke is the leading cause of serious long-term disabilities, and there's currently no drug treatment for post-stroke rehabilitation. According to Science Daily Research News, a new study from Creighton University School of Medicine, Scripps Institution of Oceanography, and the University of North Carolina Wilmington found that brevetoxin 2, a compound found in marine algae, can stimulate nerve cell growth and plasticity in cultured mouse neurons. Director of Marine Science at UNC Wilmington, Daniel Baden, says the compound is commonly referred to as red tide.
The brevetoxin 2 in specific, are natural products that are produced by the Florida red tide dinoflagellate Karenia brevis. They occur on the west coast of Florida, Gulf of Mexico, through to Texas, and form blooms known as red tides.
The Marine Biotechnology and North Carolina facility at UNCW cultures more than 1,000 ocean organisms for biomedical research, including brevetoxin. Baden says the algae could be used to develop a drug for people recovering from stroke.
And that's really what this is all about. It's taking the molecules, whatever the molecule is, in whatever organism we have, whatever one we're studying, and look at how does it act on a molecular level, and then say, what disease states do we know that these molecules could be applied to that would presumably reverse the effect in the disease state on a molecular level by treatment with these molecules?
Baden says they have many more tests to run, and a drug for stroke victims is still about 10 years away. While eastern North Carolina remains the place where the highest number of stroke deaths occur, it's also where the latest treatments and technology is being used to help stroke patients and where groundbreaking discoveries are taking place. Still, experts say the best way to safeguard yourself against having a stroke altogether is by eating healthy foods, getting plenty of exercise, and not smoking. Jared Brumbaugh, Public Radio East.